Good morning, and welcome back to the Oakland Radio Program here on WKAC. I'm Caleb White, member of the Oakland Church of Christ, and we're going to be studying this week from the Word of God. You know, as a child and as I've gotten older, I've always loved to sing and had a love for music. It's just something that's just been near and dear to my heart, and I especially love singing hymns. A lot of times, we just get lost in the melody and the emotion that the song brings out, and we forget to look at the words and really pay close attention to the words. And I know I fail at that at times. The songs are there in our worship service for us to connect and to reflect on our relationship with God. This week, we're going to look at a certain hymn that we sing at Oakland from time to time, and it's entitled, "Jesus Draw Me Ever Nearer." It's such an encouraging song, and it really stirs the emotion if you will truly place your life in the words of the song. The first line of the song, the first words of the song are, "Jesus, draw me ever nearer." What does that mean? Well, one thing it means is that the Lord wants us to be close to Him. Jesus wants us to be close to Him. It talks about this in James chapter 4 and verse 8, where it says, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." The Lord really wants us to be close to Him. He wants us to have that close relationship with Him. And He has made this possible. How has He made that possible? He's made it possible through His death, burial, and resurrection. If you look in the book of Hebrews and you read chapter 10, and you see the first 10 verses here in Hebrews chapter 10, it talks about how animal sacrifices are insufficient, that they just didn't get the job done in the Old Testament, that there needed to be a more perfect sacrifice. That more perfect sacrifice that took away the sins is Jesus Christ. We can see in verse 10 of Hebrews chapter 10 where it says that by that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. His death, burial, and resurrection has made it possible for us to be able to draw near to Him. How do we draw near to Him though? How do we accept Him and be able to draw near to Him? Well, the same thing applies to us. We have to die, be buried, and resurrected. We have to die to sin, be buried in the waters of baptism, and rise to walk in newness of life. Also in Hebrews chapter 10, in verse 22, it says, "To let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water." So Jesus' sacrifice has made it possible for us to draw near to Him and to be close to Him because He wants us to be so close to Him. And if you turn to the book of Psalms, the Psalms have a lot to talk about when it talks about drawing near to God. In Psalm 73, in verse 28, it says, "It is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all your works." In the 142nd Psalm, in verse 5, it says, "I cried out to you, O Lord. I said, you are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living." We cry out to the Lord. We want to be close to Him. That first line of the song where it says, "Jesus, draw me ever nearer." We need to be near to God. We can't expect to make it into heaven if we don't have a close relationship with God the Father. It's just not going to happen. We have to have a close relationship with Him. You know, if I'm trying to have someone in my home, I'm only going to let someone in the door that I know in my house. And the same goes for God. He's not going to let anyone enter into the gates of heaven if He doesn't know you. And He's going to say, in the day of judgment, if we are found unfaithful to Him, He's going to say, "Depart from me, I never knew you." So the Lord is only going to let those that know Him, that He knows, into the gates of heaven. And how is He going to do that? If we don't draw near to Him. So the first line of the song says, "Jesus, draw me ever nearer." And that's what we wanted to talk about today, how we just need to have that close, near relationship with God the Father and Jesus Christ. That's all the time that we have for today. We want to thank you for listening. If you're looking for a place to worship, we'd love to have you at the Oakland Church of Christ. We're located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road, just west of Athens. And our services are at 9:30 on Sunday mornings, at 10:20 for worship service, and at 5 p.m. on Sunday evenings. And then we meet for our midweek Bible study on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Thank you for your time and hope everyone has a great day.